If I had him on my side, I wouldn't have any trouble. He just runs that appropriation committee like nobody's business. I saw him do it at Eisenhower, and I saw him do it at Kennedy. The trouble is, he's doing it $1 billion. He's doing it $1 billion worse on us. That's the trouble. And John told me when he gave his word that his word was his bond, but it's not much bond.
Well, I know.
I told John to go to him and get it in writing. Just get him to initial his agreement that he'd give us $300 million in a supplemental. That's one thing you can do right now. He says he'll do it. John says he'll do it. He told me he'd do it.
Well,
he didn't make it conditioned on anything. He says, I'll give you $3 billion in conference and $300 million supplemental. Go do that, and I'll send a supplemental up the first moment we need it. But I know just as well as I'm sitting here that his word won't be unless you've got his initials on it. But that's something you can do. Just get Speaker to go sit down and talk to him and see if he'll give you $300 million supplemental. Huh?
He can get his initials.
All right, do that. That's the first thing. And I'll talk to Secretary of State about this Wheat Amendment. My judgment is you to get your boys off the hook that don't know any better than Ray Roberts and them, and I'd just about soon have some Republicans as boys that vote that way all the time. I think that we ought to say that when the president certifies it's in national interest, export-import goes on next. Let me take the rap. And then they can call me a communist all over this country. Nixon can, and that'll satisfy them. That's what they want to do. And we got the majority, but we can't hold them together.
That's right.
And we just got two parties up there under the name Democrat. And
that's been ever since I've been there.
Yeah. That's right, but it's been, when it did, you got $3.9 billion last year, and you're getting $3 billion this year, and that's $900 million difference. And that's a hell of a lot when you're dealing with 113 nations, my friend, because they came in the other morning to me with two memorandums, $65 million for two different ones, and I had to cut them both back, and they didn't know what had happened within a week. We don't know yet what happened. But it's pretty bad when you do that, when your ambassadors are wiring you and your Secretary of State's telling you and the Security Council saying this, and you just override the whole damn outfit on account of Otto Passman. Now, he's not that good a brain trust.
Well, he's not as far as I'm concerned. I want you to know that.
Well, there must be some way to get over to them the same idea that you got. I mean, some way or other, those members, I don't know, I can't come up there and speak in the well, but I think some way or other they've got to know that this is not good for their country, and I don't believe they know it. I don't believe a guy like Ray Roberts would get a carrier shot out from under him and then want to pull a damn fool stunt like this.
No, I wouldn't think so. But we've got 50 members on that committee, and the leadership can't know all the details of every committee. You know that.
Why don't you go talk to Albert Thomas and see what he can do about it?
Right.
Why don't you go and get John McCormick to get him to initial that supplemental?
Right.
And why don't you ask him to put the power in the...
Aon's a man to be a lot of help on.
Put the power...
He works in the related field. Thomas has been voting against this
for 10 years. That's right, but he's sympathetic now.
Well,
go
it.
Talk to him and get to initial, get John to get him his initial on his $300 million supplemental, number one. Then go and talk to them and get somebody to rewrite the Wheat Amendment. The Senate conferees had a suggestion, and I told them I thought it's bad, but if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. Put it under...
You brought that over here. I don't think it's very good. I think if I were you, to be right frank, I mean it, the amendment that was used on the Yugoslav loan, in my opinion, is less...
Well, give me that.
I'll tell you the difference.
Give me that language and call me up and read it to me. And now let me talk to Secretary of State in the meantime while you do those two things. Get $300 million supplemental, get him and get him to agree to it, and get Ford to agree to it, or whoever handles your supplemental.
I think they'd come near agreeing to that.
All right, well, go and see.
Less than it because it leaves their language. The thing I don't like about this from your standpoint is it says. You can make a loan to communist countries if you make a determination. Instead of saying you can't do it unless you're saying you can make a loan. It looks to me like you've got, when you make one, then you've not made
Get your Yugoslav language, call me back, Carl, after you get John to get that 300 SUV supplemental on there. Get them to initial that. That's all I know to do.
All right.
And I just know it's dangerous to do anything else.
Okay.
Waiting.